We've been in emergency response since Saturday morning, loading up trucks with plows, materials, making sure everybody had their designated route for plowing. And we've really been in 24 operations since then, and we're going to stay on the job until all roads are passable and safe for travel. But yes, this really was an all-weekend event. So last night, we did have an additional band of snow come through, both here in the Fredericksburg area and especially out in the northern neck of Middle Peninsula, where they really saw several additional inches of snow in some places. So our crews really did divert. We had really started to get into some neighborhoods to clear an initial 8 to 10-foot path for emergency access. And we really did have to then pivot back to the interstate, primary roads, high-volume secondary roads to clear off that additional layer of snow that came through.
And it's icy this morning. I guess that's the thing to be aware of, that the main roads have been treated, but getting out of your subdivision, it is pretty icy.
Temperatures are below freezing, so even with treatment, we've been working all night. We've been putting down treatment at icy locations, but particularly in neighborhoods where we have not gotten to every street yet. People really will see icy, very slick conditions, but then certainly that ice can still be on our primary roads as well. So I think my main request would be for people to really plan to adjust their travel this morning. Yes, the storm is over, but if you don't have to be out, if travel is not necessary, please, we really do encourage you to continue delaying your travel just because as temperatures heat up, we have more time to make progress today, additional treatment, additional plowing. You'll see road conditions continue to improve. But if you do have to get out today, have to get out this morning, really reduce your speed, significantly slow down. Give yourself plenty of time. Clean off your car before you get out on the road. Get all that snow and ice off the roof, off your windshield. Both to improve your visibility so you can see the road ahead of you, see what's coming, but also so you don't create a rolling flying debris for everyone behind you that could really cause a safety hazard. So we do ask people to do that if they're going to be out this morning.
Boy, and that is an important thing because it might take a few more minutes, but you see it. We see it all around, and that really can, the snow blowing off does create a problem.
It's a terrifying moment when you see a huge chunk of ice and snow come at you from the car in front of you. So please do give yourself, it usually just takes about 5 extra minutes, and it's one of the safest things you can do. We do also ask, leave a lot of following distance between your car and the car in front of you. That just gives you more reaction time. Also, if you do see a group of plow trucks working in a close pattern, we have around 750 trucks out district-wide, working, continuing to stay on the job today. So you're going to see us working in close patterns. Please do not try to pass our plows. Remaining behind them lets our operators plow that snow away and put down some sand and salt, which improves your ride. And it's also the safest choice for you and for the plow operators. And we would also ask, certainly for any other emergency responders that people might see out today, always make sure that you're moving over and slowing down for stopped vehicles with flashing blue, red, or amber lights.
And I know it helps in cul-de-sacs and just along any neighborhoods. If you can take your car off the street, you'll be able to make a wider path.
Yes, we know it's not always possible, but if it is possible for you, please park your vehicle in the driveway. That really helps our crews as they come through, particularly in neighborhoods where you have kind of some tight confines. They can really get in and do a much better job plowing if you do have cars parked in driveways, not only in roads, but especially in cul-de-sacs. That's a big challenge for us in cul-de-sacs. So if that is possible for you, we do appreciate that. And we will be starting to hopefully get into some neighborhoods today, particularly in the Fredericksburg area. We were able to open up that initial path for emergency access, but we will be coming back to make sure we hit every street. No one will be forgotten, and we are going to stay on the job 24 hours a day until we have reached everyone.
Well, thanks for what it was a long weekend for everybody, but I saw trucks out everywhere, and you did it again. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome, and thank you for everyone who stayed home. We always are grateful when people really heed that call. At the height of the storm, it can be very quite dangerous to travel, so we're really glad people listened, stayed home. And we appreciate that again today. If you don't have to be out, it's still a wonderful option if you can consider staying home and just giving those temperature has a chance to rise and our plows a chance to kind of do a little bit more work.